Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. People who live near a fault line ought to be ready to deal with earthquakes. Far beneath them, hidden from sight in the earth's crust, tectonic movement has the potential to cause the ground on which they stand to give way. Today's reading reminds us that there is another kind of fault line that runs through all of creation. There is a beneath-the-surface problem that ought to put every one of us on high alert. Hidden beneath the good qualities we see in ourselves and others is something ominous, something that rumbles to the surface from time to time in the form of selfishness, animosity, even violence. But even when no fault line is evident, the hidden problem remains. The problem is sin, and we are all guilty of it. For as Scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Scripture also reveals that a quake like no other is headed our way, one that is far too powerful to be measured on the Richter scale. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. It's bad enough to be caught in one of Earth's natural disasters. Where can you go when all the heavens and the earth are shaken? Take heart. There is a kingdom that cannot be shaken, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The devil tried tempting Jesus into sin. Jesus wouldn't sin. Enemies of Jesus thought they could stop him by crucifying him, but he rose from the dead. Jesus, the Son of God, still rules at God's right hand, and his kingdom will never end. Everyone who believes in Jesus is a citizen of his kingdom. Just like Jesus, their sin can't hurt them, and their death can't stop them. Even when everything in all of creation is destroyed on the last day, those in Christ's kingdom will come through unharmed. All who believe in Jesus are standing on solid ground. Picture someone who has made it through an earthquake unscathed. They are in awe of what just happened. They are amazed to be alive. They breathe a great sigh of relief. Fellow believer in Jesus, that's what it will be like for you on the last day. In fact, that's what your life is like right now. Give thanks to Jesus in all you do and serve him with awe and respect. Through faith in Jesus, you have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Dear Jesus, my Savior and my King, thank you for rescuing me from sin and death. Be my solid ground today and always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.